This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Wednesday, January 26th. The temperatures are on their way back above 10 degrees. According to a forecast from the National Weather Service, it'll be sunny in the Cedar Rapids area with a high near 11 degrees. Wind chill values will drop as low as 25 degrees below zero, with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. On Wednesday night, it'll be partly cloudy, with the temperature rising to 19 degrees by Thursday morning. The wind chill will finally give us a bit of a break as well, rising to a balmy negative 5 degrees. A federal appeals panel Tuesday allowed the state of Iowa to enforce a law that prevents local schools from imposing mask mandates, but not for schools attended by students whose disabilities make them more vulnerable to severe illness if they get COVID-19. The appeals panel found that a mask requirement is a reasonable accommodation for students with such disabilities, and allowed a group of parents of disabled children to pursue a lawsuit that seeks to strike down the May 2021 state law. Two members of the three-judge panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Omaha found a previous federal judge's decision to issue an injunction that blocked the state ban on mask mandates was too broad because it applied to all schools statewide. The split nature of the ruling has led to school districts interpreting it in vastly different ways. The Cedar Rapids School District, for example, decided Tuesday to no longer require masking, but to encourage it. The Iowa City School District, by contrast, decided to keep its mask requirements in place. The opening of a magnet high school for freshmen and sophomores in the Cedar Rapids Community School District is being delayed until at least fall 2023. District officials originally proposed opening a magnet high school for the beginning of the 2022-2023 school year, but after gathering input from staff, students, parents, and residents about the concept of a magnet high school, the district decided to delay its opening, Superintendent Noreen Bush said in an email to the Gazette. Bush said it has become increasingly clear more time is needed to develop the magnet high school. Iowa's seasonally adjusted jobless rate fell to 3.5% in December, Iowa Workforce Development said on Tuesday. That is down from 3.7% in November and 3.7% a year ago, the agency said in a news release. Iowa Workforce Development added that the total number of unemployed Iowans decreased to 57,900 in December, which was down by 3,800 from November. Motorists in Iowa would be prohibited from using handheld cell phones or other electronic communication devices while driving under legislation approved Tuesday by the House Transportation Committee. If the legislation is approved by the legislature, Iowa would join 25 other states in prohibiting the use of electronic devices capable of sending or receiving messages and storing or displaying videos while driving. In those states with hand-free legislation already on the books, there has been, on average, a 15% reduction in fatalities, according to an insurance company representative who spoke Tuesday at a hearing on HF 392. Iowa law now prohibits the use of handheld electronic communication devices to write, send, or view electronic messages while driving. Under HF 392, use of an electronic device would be a moving violation. The fine for a violation would increase from $45 to $100. Support for this news update was provided by New Pioneer Food Co-op. Celebrating 50 years as Eastern Iowa's destination for locally and responsibly sourced groceries with stores in Iowa City, Coralville, and Cedar Rapids. You can also order online through Co-op Cart at newpi.coop.